This recording, Iowa 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of the treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I love it. It's much more beautifuler than, like, Iowa, because Iowa is just, it doesn't have, like, all the greenery space, I guess. But it's basically the same, just without all the greenery. I guess not that different, especially because it's still the Midwest. So if it were, like, on either coast, then maybe I would feel much more, like, different. In regards to homesickness with my family, it's not that bad because you have phones and I like video Snapchat them like all the time. So I haven't really felt that homesickness really as much as I thought I was. So that's good. Mm-hmm. So Student Affairs Administration, basically I went into my undergrad and I had this like big idea of like working for some like news station back home. But then once I started to do, I guess, more interviews with students about like just different array of like subject areas. And again, they were in like college, so they were developing themselves. So I noticed that I was way more intrigued by the development that students were making throughout college. So I was like, hey, is there a career in this? And one of my mentors, she like told me. So I was like, oh my God, please sign me up. And so I went through this like national program called NUF, National Undergraduate Student Affairs Professional, something like that. I forgot, it was like 2 years ago. And so just throughout that process, learned about Michigan State, and then also that Michigan State has a Chicano Latino Studies. My end goal is to be a professor in Chicano Latino Studies and bring all that like knowledge and history back to Iowa State University, hoping that ethnic studies will still be funded. It's definitely not the goal, but I wouldn't be opposed to it because I don't necessarily have a goal of institution I would like to go to. I do love big universities because it's like the only thing that I know, right? But then also going back home to Sioux City, Iowa, I would love to have that option just to be back home with my mom and dad and help them out like financially. But as far as like job opportunities with Student Affairs Administration, I don't know how that looks like in my hometown. So we'll see what happens. In regards to the university, different feel. Being a grad student does have an effect on like the community aspect. So there's a lot of isolation in grad school. And so coursework in that regard, it does have a different feel because at the same time, it's not that many assignments that it can get overbearing sometimes. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to get done and it's what I want to do. So that's what keeps pushing me forward. So that's always a struggle, right? When you like go into undergrad and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to do this career in 4 years. I'm going to get this degree. I'm going to get this job in this field. And then all of a sudden, like, everything changes. You're like, oh my God, okay, I'm going to grad school. Which I knew that, like, from a young age, I wanted to get my, like, doctor's degree. I just didn't know how that would look like because being first gen, you just don't know what that looks like. And even just being a regular student, like even if you're not first gen and if your parents haven't gone to grad school, whether that be master's or PhD program, you just don't know what that process is like. It's different because, again, I was like, okay, I'm 23. I don't feel bad. I don't feel horrible. I just feel like I'm on the right path. Crecí con una familia de, bueno, familia mexicana. Mis papás son de Guadalajara, Zapotlanejo. Y ellos crecieron allí en México. Y mi papá vino aquí a los Estados Unidos cuando tenía, like, 15 años. Y después de eso, conoció a mi mamá allá en México en una fiesta. Se enamoraron, todo eso, toda la cosa. Después se casaron y nací yo aquí en Iowa, en los Estados Unidos, y tengo tres hermanas menores, soy la mayor. Una tiene 22 años, la otra 18, y una tiene 7 años. Es una gran diferencia, pero siendo la mayor, siendo una responsabilidad, aquí, estando aquí en Michigan State University, en mi posgrado. Pues,